Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q1 FY25 earnings conference call of OK Play India Limited. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to hand over the conference to Mr. Anuj Sonpal from Valorem Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and a very warm welcome to you all. My name is Anuj Sonpal from Valorem Advisors. We represent the investor relations of OK Play India Limited. On behalf of the company, I would like to thank you all for participating in the company's earnings call for the first quarter of financial year 2025. Before we begin, let me mention a short cautionary statement. Some of the statements made in today's earnings call may be forward-looking in nature. Such forward-looking statements are subject to risks and uncertainties which could cause actual results to differ from those anticipated. Such statements are based on management's beliefs as well as assumptions made by and information currently available to management. Audiences are cautioned not to place any undue reliance on these forward-looking statements in making any investment decisions. The purpose of today's earnings call is purely to educate and bring awareness about the company's fundamental business and financial quarter under review. Now, let me introduce you to the management participating with us in today's earnings call and hand it over to them for opening remarks. We have with us Mr. Rishabh Handa, Executive Director and Chief Financial Officer. Without any further delay, I request Mr. Rishabh Handa to start with his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, Rishabh.
Thank you, Anuj. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Rishabh Handa, Director and CFO at OK Play India. Thank you for joining us today. Before moving on to the first quarter performance, let me first start by giving a short brief about the company. OK Play India is a leading player in the plastic molded products industry, having over three decades of unparalleled expertise. The company specializes in the manufacturing of toys and automotive components. We operate state-of-the-art manufacturing facilities strategically located in Haryana, Tamil Nadu, and Rajasthan. Utilizing advanced technologies including rotational molding, blow molding, and injection molding, we produce high-quality products that meet the highest industry standards. Now, to begin with, our Q1 results for FY25 have not met our expectations. However, we remain optimistic about the future and are confident that our strategic initiatives will position us for growth in the coming quarters. Let me start with our auto components division. Unfortunately, we've seen a decline of approximately 18 to 20% in the CV market compared to Q1 of FY24. Despite this setback, we are optimistic about recovering these numbers in the subsequent quarters. Our current order book suggests that we may finish the year with slightly improved performance compared to last year. We're also seeing positive contributions from our new partnerships outside the automotive sector. Notably, we are now producing roto and blow molded parts for prominent companies such as Vestas and Indocool. Additionally, we are exploring entry into the passenger vehicle market. Our initial focus will be on manufacturing vacuum foam parts and blow molded fuel tanks. Turning to our toys business, we are exceptionally bullish on this segment and anticipate it will be a major driver of growth in the coming years. In Q1 of FY25, we have grown by about 20% compared to the same quarter last year. The Indian toy industry as a whole has demonstrated impressive growth with a remarkable 239% increase in toy exports in FY23 compared to FY15. The Indian toy sector has been identified as a champion sector with significant export potential. The industry is projected to reach $3 billion by 2028, growing at a CAGR of 12% from 2022 to 2028. Recent free trade agreements such as those with the UAE and the Middle East have granted zero duty market access for Indian made toys. Similarly, the India-Australia Economic Cooperation and Trade Agreement offers zero duty access to these markets as well. However, the most significant driver of growth for our company in the near term is actually domestic demand. This surge is due to two primary factors. One, the increase in import duties from 20 to 70% in the 2023 budget. Second, the implementation of the Toy Quality Control Order, QCO, in 2021, which has enhanced standards and reduced the influx of substandard toys from China. Your company currently holds a leading position in the outdoor and sports toys category, which makes up 30% of the market. We have made substantial investments to expand our toy production capacity by 4x. This expansion is currently underway, and we expect to see the impact reflected in our results starting quarter four of this year. We continue to build strong relationships with major clients such as Amazon, Hamleys, and FirstCry, and we have a robust order book that supports our growth trajectory. With that, I'm happy to open the floor to any questions from my investors. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Sukant Garg from Equibel Research Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Opportunity that I can ask a question. I just wanted to know that what is the revenue and PBT bifurcation between the segments. Again, please provide that.
Sorry, Sukant, your voice is a little unclear. Could you repeat that again, please?
Yeah, I am asking that what is the revenue and profit bifurcation between the segments? Like you said that there is a toy segment, there is a commercial.
All right. So quarter one, we've had a revenue of about 40 crores, out of which 25 crores comes in from automotive and the remaining 15 comes in from toys.
And same with the same ratio goes with the PAT also, the PAT?
So the up to the EBITDA level, both businesses operate at about a 16 to 17% EBITDA.
16 to 17.
That's right.
Thank you. And that's all from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Gunit Singh from Counter Cyclical Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. You mentioned that Q1 was below expectations. So I want to understand what are the company expectations for top line and margins for FY25? And you're mentioning about a capacity expansion. So can you share the what segment is being expanded? And what is the outlook for, say, revenues and revenue potential in FY26 from this expansion?
Hi. So, you know, I'm not at a discretion to kind of give numbers, future-looking numbers. But what I can tell you is that the major growth, like I mentioned, in my talk, the major growth is coming in from the toys business. And, wherever that we are today in terms of our run rate, we're expecting to grow by about 4x starting from quarter four of FY25. As far as the automotive component business is concerned, we are largely into servicing medium and heavy commercial vehicle manufacturers. And this market is expected to grow, however the CV market performs in India. However, in addition, we have an additional growth coming in the automotive sector by our partnerships with various non-automotive companies. For example, we are now doing rotational and blow-molded parts for windmill companies like Vestas and another company called Indocool. Hence, there is a certain amount of additional growth that we expect, in the years to come from these companies as well.
All right, sir. So can you give us the current, capacity utilization across the two units and the revenue potential from when you say 4X, or what would be the revenue potential at full utilization? And also, with the new 4X kind of capacities coming in Q4, by when do you expect it to ramp up? Do you see visibility of orders such that you expect it to done at full utilization? Right at inception, or how do you expect that to go?
So if I talk about the toys business, we are already at 100% capacity utilization, hence expanding that capacity as we speak. And it should be, like I mentioned, 4x of what we are doing today. Secondly, on the automotive part of the business, we are currently at about 80 to 85% capacity utilization. And, we have adequate amount of capacity in order to meet our current order book.
And sir, how long does it take to ramp up the new capacity? the Forex that
so this is this is this has actually been going on since a while now, and it has been slightly delayed, to be honest. But now, everything as we speak today, basically the capacity expansion is in place, and like I mentioned, the results of which should be you know, visible from quarter four onwards.
So you are saying that capacity is already in place, and by Q4 you will be able to run it at 100%.
It is underway as we speak today.
So I mean, what kind of utilization can we expect in Q4 and FY26 of the new capacity, as per current visibility of orders and market?
With the current order book that we have, we expect 100% capacity utilization
in Q4. That is great, sir. And can you please share some light on our three-wheeler business? I mean, who are our main buyers? What is the outlook for that? What is the revenues for that?
So we've been in the electric vehicle space since quite a few years now, and largely in the L3, which is the electric rickshaw segment space. Though we're not, you know, kind of factoring in any major growth coming in on that front as of now. However, the market seems to be growing pretty well, and of course, EV is the future. So we are already working with, say, a network of about 30-35 dealers, and we also work with a few B2B companies, you know, for the last mile connectivity, where we supply these electric L3 loaders as well as the L5 loaders. So that is something which is going on, but we haven't really factored much growth coming in that space in the current business plan of ours.
All right, so by when can we expect it to significantly contribute to revenues?
So the EV market is more of a long-term play, and I feel that it will take about 2 to 3 years to kind of mature, and wherein, you know, a substantial amount of growth can be seen from there.
All right, sir, got it. Thank you very much. So just to write the date, we should expect like the toy business to be 4X by Q4 FY24. That understanding is correct, right?
That's correct.
All right. Perfect. Wish you all the best. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take our next question, a reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Pradeep Rawat from Yogya Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon and thank you for the opportunity. I missed your remark about the utilization for toy business. So can you repeat that?
So in the toy space now, when I talk about the toy space, there are basically three subcategories to that. One is toys, which are largely rotational and blow molded toys. The second is preschool furniture, where we do school furniture ranging from nursery to senior schools. And the third is outdoor play equipment, which is a combination of rotational molded plastic components along with metal parts. So the growth that we are talking about is largely coming from the core space, which is toys, which is largely rotational and blow molded toys. And that is where we are kind of projecting, enhancing capacities and hence projecting growth from.
Okay, so the rest two of the business are not currently fully utilized, and the first business, toy business, from where growth is coming, it is fully utilized as of now.
So the rest two businesses kind of complement the first business. So it's actually, you know, it's more or less the same space, but I wouldn't say that they're not completely utilized. However, substantial amount of growth is coming from the toys front.
Okay. And you said that we have an order book like, so that we can expand 4X. So we have currently order book of 4X from our current revenue, current like annual run rate of 60 crore, 4X from this.
Yes, that is what we forecast in project.
Okay, understood. And my next question is regarding our automotive business. So how much revenue is from the MHCV and how much is from the bus? Can you provide that breakup also?
So in the automotive space, about 80% of our business is plastic fuel tanks, which is largely MHCV, and the remaining 20% is other components where we do, you know, consoles, roofs, other parts for companies like Vestas, like I mentioned. So there are various other parts for various other companies that we work for.
Okay. And we have the third segment, electric vehicle segment, and you didn't provide the revenue bifurcation for this segment. So can you provide that also?
Like I mentioned, you know, to the other investor, we are not factoring in much growth coming in from this segment. If it comes in, it will be more of a bonus. This is more of a long-term play for us. So probably in the next 2 to 3 years, we would see a substantial amount of growth coming in this front.
So currently, we are not generating any revenue from this segment. Is that assumption right?
We are currently generating revenue, but it is not substantial at the moment.
Okay, understood. And the new capacity that we are commissioning in the fourth quarter, so can you provide the CAPEX number for that?
This would be roughly about 50 to 60 crores.
And it is funded by internal accrual?
Internal accruals, as well as we had done a preferential issue last year, so through various other methods as well, and some part of it is debt.
Okay, understood. Thank you. I'll join back the queue.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Tarun Kumar Khatri from Midas Touch Capital Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good afternoon. For giving me a chance. Thank you. I have one specific query regarding, you did mention about Forex revenue in the price division. The growth likely by the fourth quarter is 4x of the current that you have mentioned. Do you have any projections for the automotive division?
Sorry, you know, your voice is a little unclear. Could you repeat the last line, please?
You mentioned that there is a projection of around 4x growth in the revenue for toys because of your expansion, which is likely to go 100% capacity utilization by the fourth quarter. Right. So the inference is that there will be a 4x expansion in the revenue from the toys division.
Yes.
So that makes revenue 5x now. Okay. And then, do you have any projections for the automotive?
Like I said, the automotive business, we are largely in the MHCV space, and it depends a lot on how the CV market in India performs. And if you see, the CV market in India is largely cyclic in nature. You know, it's down 2-3 years and it goes up another 2-3 years. And right now, as a country, given the growth happening from an infrastructure point of view, the CV market looks promising for the next two to three years. And even this year, even though we've been behind our numbers compared to quarter one of last fiscal year, we project, you know, closing the automotive business slightly higher than what we did in FY24.
You also made an announcement regarding an IPO for your automotive division. So you must be having some expansion plans in the pipeline. Could you give some color to that?
So we are, like I mentioned on the call, that we are now looking to get into the passenger vehicle market also, wherein we'll be doing a lot of thermoforming parts as well as getting into blow molded fuel tanks.
So you must be having some projections because you must have drawn up plans for expansion and capacity utilization and then revenue growth
I am not in a position to disclose absolute numbers in terms of growth. Yes, there are projections in place, but you know, given how large the market is, you know, and the existing CV market, the rotational molding space that we're in, the numbers going forward look pretty good.
In February, you had in the conference announced about the air purifier with a tie-up from the Himal. What is...
Sorry, come again.
In February conference, you had announced about the tie-up of the air purifiers.
Yes.
Hello? So, can you throw some light on what are we doing on those fronts for expansion of business in that field?
That is a different venture which we are currently growing. There is a huge amount of potential on that front, given the current situation in the country from a climate aspect. However, as of now, we are not factoring in numbers coming in from that business for the next 1 to 2 years.
Okay. And I would like to know that you had collected around 140-50 odd crores in placements. So was that, what is the utilization for that being planned for expansion or for capex needs? Could you throw some light on that?
These funds are largely being deployed in both the automotive as well as the toys business for further growth. That's one. Second, we have also reduced a certain amount of our debt. And thirdly, the company had suffered certain losses during the COVID years. So we had kind of cleared off a lot of our, past dues during those times.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Darshil Zaveri from Crown Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good evening, sir. Thank you so much for taking my question. Wanted to know, I think they're saying the business is operated at 16% to 17% EBITDA, but current Q1 we saw quite single digit EBITDA. So what was the difference? Because I think you said toys were already at 100% capacity and autos were also at 80% capacity, right? So at such high capacity utilization, why do we have a single digit EBITDA?
Yeah, that's a good question. So this has been a one-off exceptional case this time. So we are in the process, actually more or less finished the process of transferring our automotive business from OK Play India to the 100% owned subsidiary, which is OK Play Auto. And over these past few years, we have had a certain amount of WIP stock of largely of plastic fuel tanks, of outdated designs or different sort of accessories that we had produced for various OEMs lying with us. And even though we are in the current process of seeking the reimbursement for these tanks from various OEMs, they currently do not hold a significant value to OK Play India or OK Play Auto for that matter. Hence, we had decided between the two companies to kind of sell from OK Play India to OK Play Auto at a 50% discount. So the stock value of these tanks is about 5 crores and sold at a 2.5 crore loss, which is reflected in the PL. So if this is factored back in, the EBITDA comes back to about 13.5%.
Thank you. It seems like our current participant got disconnected. So we'll take our next question from the line of Rujita from RT Securities Limited. Please go ahead. Sorry to interrupt you, ma'am. I request to use the handset, please.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am, we can hear you.
Yeah. So, in one of the past comments, you mentioned that the toy segment and automotive segments are related in some way. So, could you explain, in what way they are related?
So, ma'am, when we started our business in 1990, we had started with rotational molding of plastic products. And, that time, even the toy portfolio was largely rotational molded. And, of course, the tanks are rotational molded even today. So that is the process is somewhat similar, rotation and blow molding of plastic products. So obviously the industries are very different.
Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Gunit Singh from Counter Cyclical Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for this opportunity again. So, the previous participant asked about the margins. So, 2.5 crore loss, and despite of that, we are at 13-14% victim margins. But you mentioned that we should be at 16-17%. And the utilization levels are pretty healthy. So, what is the reason for the other decline, in Q1?
Thank you.
Yeah, so the utilization from an automotive perspective was not as good as what it was last quarter. Last quarter of FY24 Q1. If you see the revenue, it's down by about 4 to 4.5 CR, and because of which even the margins are substantially down because more or less the fixed costs kind of remain similar. So this should as blended for the entire year of FY25 come back to 16 to 17%. And in the automotive space that we're usually in, we usually see, major growth coming in quarter three and quarter four vis-a-vis quarter one and quarter two.
All right, sir, got it. Sir, what is the current debt as on date and what rate of interest do we pay on it?
So the current debt as on 30th June was about 105 crores, at the group level. And the interest is about 10.5% blended.
All right, sir. And what kind of additional annual depreciation can we expect from the new capacity coming in?
So this is pretty standard as per industry norms. So this works at, I think, about, it's a 12 to 15 year period that we take for depreciation.
All right, so 12 for 50 CR capex.
Yes.
All right, sir, got it. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next follow-up question is from the line of Sukant Garg from Equiwell Research Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for giving me the chance again. So I just want to ask the revenue verification that you provided and the fact that you have told me that it's been around 16 to 17%. So two things here. Is there any specific reason why the PAT has been declined to 6% in this quarter from 16%?
So like I mentioned earlier, this is not the PAT. This is the EBITDA that I'm talking about, which is 16%. Yeah, and secondly, because of this one-off exception where we've, transferred stock at a loss of about 2.5 crore, this has further declined as a one-off exception in this quarter.
So this will be recouped in the next quarter?
Yes. So if you see overall blended, it would be at about 16 to 17% for the overall year.
Yes, for the overall year. Okay, fine. And when you say that the revenue bifurcation is between 25 CR for automotive and 15 for toys, is that growing from the past year in the same quarter or is it declining?
So our automotive business has, if you compare it to Q1 of FY24, has gone down by 18%. Similarly, the toy business has gone up by 20%. However, the automotive business, we currently, given the situation, we currently project coming back to normal and, in fact, performing slightly better than FY24. And about the toys business, like I mentioned, the growth that we are expecting, given the, the capital expense that we are currently undergoing, it should grow pretty substantially, and hence there is no comparison to previous numbers in that case.
Oh, thank you. That's all from my side. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next follow-up question is from the line of Darshil Jhaveri from Crown Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. So sorry, sir, my line had gotten dropped off. So just wanted to ask, what is our current order book in terms of auto?
So see, in the automotive space, there is no confirmed order book that any tier one supplier gets. They're basically schedules, and those schedules are subject to change depending on how the market performs.
Okay. Okay. Fair enough, sir. And so just, okay, so then in terms of our toy business, like we are saying that, our capacities will go 4x, and so what gives us the confidence that, we'll be able to utilize that completely, like in the first year itself? Like, do we have some firm orders, or what's just giving us the confidence of achieving that, sir?
Okay, so that's a good question. So see, they're not confirmed orders. So even in the toy space, there's nothing confirmed. However, what the customers that we currently have on board with us and whatever that we understand, you know, from them in terms of our growth plan, that we've obviously discussed certain new product entries, we've discussed certain new marketing strategies, and based on that, we have kind of projected and forecasted certain numbers. That's one part of it. And the second part of our business is, you know, the distributor front of the business, where we supply to institutions directly via a network of distributors and to the general trade market. That is the second segment where we are kind of expanding aggressively and, you know, building up or enhancing the current network. And of course, you know, basis the marketing activities that we're doing, we are expecting certain forecasted numbers.
Oh, okay, sir. Fair enough, sir. And so just also, like, wanted to confirm with you that, like, what was our auto business last year, sir?
It was about 140 crores.
Okay. 140 CR, and we are expecting so. Okay, so just wanted to know that next year when the toy business is going at such a great rate, so will our EBITDA margins be similar or, you know, like, will we get some operating leverage benefits, sir?
I feel it should be similar or slightly better.
Oh, okay, okay. Fair enough, sir. Yeah, that's it from my side. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next follow-up question is from the line of Pradeep Rawat from Yogya Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the follow-up. So my question is regarding our inventory day. So it has improved quite a bit from FY23 to FY24. You mentioned that we are doing stock liquidation this quarter. So should we assume this to be the reason for lower inventory day in FY24 also? And what kind of inventory day level should we expect going forward?
Okay, so that's a good question. So the inventory was high in the previous years, which you've now seen that it's reducing. So one, of course, is stock liquidation. The second is that we had, and we still do have a certain amount of inventory sitting from the EV part of the business, which is also liquidating, you know, as we speak today. If I talk about the toys business, we should be looking at about a 35 to 40 days of inventory in this kind of a business. So the working capital of about 45 to 50 days. And I think it's from the automotive front of the business, the inventory is slightly less. So the working capital works out to be pretty similar, given the debtors and creditors period.
So our current inventory day as of FY24 ending is 281 days. So should we assume this inventory day to reduce to toward 50-60 odd levels?
Yes, but this will happen over a period of time.
After stock liquidation, full stock liquidation.
Yes.
Okay. And my next question is regarding our revenue growth from both of our segments. So we have the current year, current quarter revenue number. So can you provide the growth number also?
So I have mentioned the growth, you know, in terms of a multiple for the toys business. So you can calculate basis that, whatever that we're projecting on this front. And on the automotive part of the business, we are projecting to be somewhat similar or slightly better than where we were last year.
No, I was asking about year-on-year growth from last year to this year for this quarter.
So if you compare from last year to this year we've been down by about 3.5 crores. Which has largely been contributed by the automotive business that has been down by 18 to 19%. Though, if you see from a yearly perspective, we should be bouncing back.
So 18 to 19% degrowth in auto segment, and for toy business, what was our growth?
About 20%.
20% growth. Okay, okay. Right, thank you for answering the question and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jay Shroff from Cask Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my question. I just had a couple of questions. So you mentioned that you are also right now liquidating the inventory in your EV segment. So should we expect some more hits this quarter?
Sorry, come again, please. Should we expect
some more hit in terms of the liquidation cost for inventory this quarter?
No, I don't think it will be anything substantial.
Okay. So, just one strategic question is that what is the rationale for us to continue with our EV business? I mean, it's a cutthroat competition. We don't have...
So, see, the EV business is a long-term play, and we as a company have been in the EV business since a long time. In fact, we were one of the first entrants on the L3 segment, which is a e-rickshaw segment. And that time back in 2016, 2017, we had in fact been one of the leaders where we had set up a pretty robust network of dealers and we had started selling. Though the major drawback that came to us that time was basically the failure of batteries, which had nothing to do with our company. These were basically lead acid batteries that we were sourcing from the likes of, you know, Amara Raja and other companies. Given the situation that was back then and the technology of batteries, this has substantially changed now. Now, even the lead-acid batteries are far more premium and people are getting into lithium ion and, you know, other different sorts of technologies on the battery front. So we don't see, you know, that issue coming up again, and hence we're pretty optimistic on this front.
Okay. All right. Just one more thing. On the toys front, you know, during the interim budget which was presented in February, the government had made some provisions for PLI. So, you have any idea in terms of what is the status for that?
Yeah. So, we have in fact worked very closely with the government to draft the PLI, and as we speak today, it's sitting ready at the PMO. And you know, I personally feel that it should be announced, you know, very soon. And, you know, it's a very interesting PLI coming up, which has a sanction of about 3,500 crores. And the interesting part is that this will be available to companies starting from, you know, a 5 crore slab going on to a 200 crore slab. So there are four slabs under that PLI scheme, 5, 2,500 and 200, wherein over a period of time you get rebates of about 60% depending upon the investment. So if the PLI kicks in, you know, it should be extremely beneficial for homegrown companies like us, especially when competing with the likes of China.
But since we would be through with our capex by the time PLI comes in, so would we be beneficiary of that?
So the interesting part is that the PLI is expected you know, to be regressive in nature, in the sense that it would be applicable from FY24 onwards and not, you know, from the day that it kicks in. So we should be getting certain benefits. Though there is no clarity on this matter as of now, but this is what our personal sentiment is.
All right. That answers my question. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next follow-up question is from the line of Tarun Kumar Khatri from Midas Touch Capital Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hello again. Thank you for the opportunity. I wanted some confirmatory kind of information. I have calculated certain projections based on whatever was informed here. So we were around 60 crores of revenue for toys division, which we expect to be expanding by 4x by quarter of this year. Was that correct information which I received?
That's correct. And this is talking about the run rate, not the closing.
Right. So what we are expecting is, we are expecting it around 3.8 crores of top line from there.
So like I mentioned, this is the run rate that we're expecting from quarter four onwards, not the yearly closing numbers. But yes, it should be 4x of where we are today.
Okay. And you also mentioned that you will be eligible for the PLI, which is likely to be announced soon, and the likely margins will definitely be more because of the incentives, which goes to the extent of 60% you mentioned. So that we can expect a substantial...
Last part clear. I could not hear the last part. Could you repeat that again, please?
You mentioned about that we are, since the PLI is going to be eligible from FY24 onwards, so our current expansion capacity also will be eligible for the incentive. So, and that incentive can go to the extent of 60%. So then we can expect a substantial bump up in the EBITDA from twice the size as the PLI kicks in for us and the capacity expansion comes together.
If we are able to kind of, so this is obviously projected, one does not know, but this is the information that we have so far and obviously depends on when the PLI is announced. So if we do avail incentives on the PLI from a ROC perspective, yes, you're right, our toys business would be pretty attractive.
Okay, and we will be regaining our expansion in the, our growth rather in the case in automotive also. So that will be around 150 crore more of the top line.
Yes, one can project similar to that. Like I said, it will be similar to last year's.
Okay, thank you. That will be similar.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jaydeep Sampath, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Thank you for taking my question. My question was regarding this PLI. Since you just now gave some information that the government is coming up with this PLI, just wanted to understand, since the PLI is coming, can we hold the CapEx and start it after the PLI is announced and then take part as part of that incentive and go ahead? Or can you throw some more light, please, sir, on this?
So, sir, like I said, the PLI that is expected to come in would not be just forward-looking. It would also take into account the investment that is done from FY24 onwards. So if and when it comes in, it would not be a situation that we should not be able to attain the benefits of it. We would still be able to attain the benefits irrespective of the investments that we have made so far. But the question is when it's announced, because this, you know, quite frankly, it's been going on since a long time. And, you know, a PLI has to go through a various list of ministries in order to get approved. So I am personally expecting it to happen soon, though one cannot kind of, you know, ensure when it happens.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. And one more question regarding the auto subsidiary that we want to come out with the IPO for. Any info light on that too, sir?
Yeah, so we are, you know, projecting and planning an IPO end of this year for the automotive part of the business. And, you know, the funding that we are expecting to raise through this would be used to kind of expand our capacities to get into different sorts of tanks. Like I said, the blow molder tanks as well as different thermopumping parts for the passenger vehicle market. Today, we are largely in the medium and heavy commercial vehicle industry, and we see a lot of potential, you know, in the next 3 to 4 years from a passenger vehicle front as well.
So, sir, how much amount are we planning to raise from...
So we have not really finalized on that part yet.
Okay. And one more question, sir, regarding the purifier business that you're entering into. Can you throw some light also on that, sir?
You know, like I mentioned, the air purifier business, it's a business which has a lot of potential, and, you know, we are working very closely with the government, in fact, the PMO directly for this business, wherein we tied up with, you know, a large MNC based out of Germany. In fact, one of the biggest companies for air filtration systems in the world. And we are developing a product with them to reduce the PMI based on a certain, you know, location and a certain radius. And as we speak today, trials are, you know, ongoing. And hence, we are not factoring in any kind of numbers in our business plan from this. But, you know, one can understand the magnitude of this business if the project is successful.
Mm-hmm. Right. Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
Thank you. The next follow-up question is from the line of Gunte Singh from Counter Cyclical Investments. Please go ahead.
I saw you mentioned about raising funds. So, I mean, would that be debt or some preferential issue?
Sorry, in which part of the business?
In the auto part. Or
No, no, we're planning an IPO in that, so that'll be equity.
Alright, so got it. So do you have any plans to raise any further debt, or, I mean, do you have plans to reduce the debt, repay the debt?
Not as of now. I think as of now we're pretty comfortable, so we're not looking to raise any substantial amount of debt as we speak today.
And so any repayment plans for FY25, what is the target debt? I mean, do you plan to repay the debt?
So, you know, this depends a lot on how, you know, our projections work out. And, you know, of course, we'll be reducing debt as and when available. Though I feel that if we're comfortable to repay our liabilities, it's not too much of a concern to us.
All right, sir, got it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rajesh Menon from OK Play India Limited. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. You have mentioned about the IPO. Now, with regard to the IPO, is it a fresh issue of shares, or are you going to dilute it from your existing holding?
We are still to finalize on that structure.
Okay. Now, coming to the toys aspect, it's currently manufacturing for Amazon, Hamley, First Cry, etc. Do we make and sell under our own brand, or we are only doing third party?
So we have two parts to this business. One is contract manufacturing, where we're basically manufacturing for these partners under their private label.
Yeah.
And the second is our own brand, which is OK Play, where we sell largely offline via a network of distributors and dealers to the general trade market as well as, you know, the institutional market.
So what is the percentage of our own product? OK Play?
It's more or less 50-50.
Are we into recycled plastics also? For the toys and other aspects?
So the plastic that we used is various forms of the polyethylene family. So it is recyclable in nature.
Yeah, why I inquired about it is, if it's recycled plastic, today the market has got a good value for recycled plastic. People prefer to buy recycled plastic. So are we into that or no?
Yeah, we are into recycling plastic.
And with regard to advertisement and other aspects for OK Play, do we advertise on TV or any other media, electronic media, or any other forum?
We do not advertise on TV per se, but we do digital marketing and we do various sorts of offline marketing.
Okay. And in toys, who are our major competitors?
The toy market today, if I give you a broad perspective, it's highly unorganized. You know, like in India, it's about a 15,000 crore market, out of which probably the organized market is only 1,500 crores, which is,
okay,
you know, like 10% or less than 10%, where we along with 10, 12 companies fit in.
Okay.
So it's very difficult to kind of, you know, tell you what is our market share or what is the... But the good part is that there is immense potential for growth because of the fact that it's so unorganized and a lot of organized companies are coming into it and taking a share of the unorganized play. That is where we actually see a lot of growth coming from.
Okay. Is there any other listed company into this, apart from us?
No, I think we are the only listed company in India in the toy space.
And per se, the OK Play brand, is it only in North India or we are available pan-India?
This is a pan-India brand.
And are we also exporting our own brands?
We are exporting. In fact, we have a lot of good inquiries, but we are not stressing much on it as of now. Our first strategy is to kind of fulfill the domestic demand, and then I think next year onwards we should be looking into export.
Do we have any marketing team as such for the sales aspect?
Yes, we do.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Thanks for the interview.
Thank you. The next follow-up question is from the line of Pradeep Rawat from Yogya Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the follow-up again. With respect to IPO, so auto segment is fully owned by OK Play and we are demerging this business by way of IPO. Is this understanding correct?
Yes.
Okay, and we are talking about auto component and electric vehicle businesses both to be IPO'd under the auto segment, right?
No, only the automotive component business. The electric vehicle business is under a third subsidiary, which is called Vira Electric Vehicles.
Okay, okay. Understood. Thank you for answering the question and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Management? Hello? Sir, can you hear us?
Yeah, hi, I can hear you. Tell me.
Yeah. As we have no question from the participant, I now hand the conference to you for the closing comments.
All right, so I think this has been a good call, and you know, if there are any questions from any of your investors, please let us know and we'll be happy to answer them. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of OK Play India Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.